fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
October 22nd, 2023, and this is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-2531, or go on your computer and just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click on the little green arrow, and you will hear live at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time in the afternoon, the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. As the world awaits Israel's next move in Gaza, it's all a big show, and people are getting hurt. I mean, they are getting hurt, but it is a show because they're trying to start World War III. Let's face it. But another battle of equal significance has been raging like an unstoppable inferno in Eastern Europe, the fight to finally demolish Ukrainian child trafficking syndicates and adrenochrome farms, two goals inextricably linked since the criminal Biden regime began funding Vladimir Zelensky and his criminal co-conspirators in early 2022. Now in August, Dr. Johnny reported on a joint U.S. Special Forces and Russia Spetsnaz teaming up, pooling their abilities and talents to search for missing children in Ukraine and Poland, as approved by General Eric M. Smith and Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Their directive also included destroying adrenochrome laboratories and their operators, middlemen, honchos, and pushers. My source in General Smith's office revealed that the FSB, you know, Russia's Federal Security Service, the extension of the KGB, that's the way it is nowadays, the FSB, that the joint unit capsized a multi-billion dollar adrenochrome cartel that had been operating with impunity along the Ukraine-Poland border. My sources say the unit spent the first half of October dismantling the Rachinko cartel, which has kidnapped countless children, sucked their adrenal glands dry, and after nourishing them back to reasonable health, sold them to pedophiles and into sex slavery. Reportedly, children can be drained several times before adrenaline fluid becomes inert. The FSB said that Petrochko Pinchenko's cartel was indirectly financed by the Biden regime and handled 50% of the adrenochrome exported beyond Ukraine's borders. According to Zakharov, your fake President Biden gives the dog Zelensky money. Zelensky gives it to the cartels. The cartels make and ship the adrenochrome. This is according to FSB agent Andrei Zakharov. Principal intelligence leading to the cartel's holdings came from electronic devices belonging to Mykola Taran, the adrenochrome peddler Special Forces killed in August. Data on Taran's hard drive led the elite commandos to an unguarded shipping warehouse in Yushinlov, Ukraine, less than a mile from the border into Poland. On paper, the building was leased to Neptune Company Limited, the only domestic manufacturer of chewing gum for children, with stickers and tattoos for especially young children under the 15 years in Ukraine. According to Ukraine's Minister of Economic Development and Trade website, that it was a chewing gum factory for children's chewing gum. However, Special Forces and Spetsnaz surveilled the building and saw no bubblegum or tattoos or whoever had occupied the warehouse appeared to have been departed hastily, leaving behind 36 medical crate refrigerators often used to chill adrenochrome and 6,000 grams of fentanyl, one of the several synthetic opioids common in adrenochrome formulations. They also found the decomposed remains of a man with a bullet in his head and whose identification and cell phone the killers had conveniently left at the scene. Spetsnaz knew him as Sergei Nicholas, a prolific Ukrainian drug trafficker with a penchant for peddling drugs to school kids. He liked doing that. For reasons unknown, the cartel had apparently whacked one of its henchmen. The Special Forces and Spetsnaz team got explosive charges and destroyed the building. Information on Nicholas' phone led the team across the border into Habeczlo, Poland, where they sought a man named Ariki Ardanyan and his wife Tamara. These international adrenochrome brokers masqueraded as civil rights activists while on hiatus from moving thousands of liters of refined adrenochrome across Europe and into the United States. According to the FSB, the Ardarans were friends of Zelensky and the Rachinko cartel's most profitable salespeople. Among their 13 homes in several countries was a charming two-story house with trim front, rear lawns, manicured shrubbery, vine trestles, and white picket fence and all, and 4 Kalashnikov toting security guards walking the perimeter. The unit dealt with the guards and entered the home. They found the couple stoned out of their minds on adrenochrome in an upstairs bedroom beside a pair of depleted infusion bags. The woman tried to speak, but her words came out slow and odd, incoherently, while Erika Ardrian displayed unnatural strength and lifted a 200-pound cement pedestal with one hand and hurled it at the Spetsnaz. If the pharmaceutical cocktail enhanced strength, it did not confer invulnerability to the bullets the Spetsnaz put in Ardaran's body. Rounds from Spetsnaz AK-47s and Special Forces M4 carbines lit Ariat up like a Christmas tree. He lay dead on a shag carpet, saturated in blood. His wife wore an expressionless face devoid of emotion, and she said, quote, "It's just candy. It's just a little candy," she said. She then tried to parlay offering the unit sex for her freedom. "You have something we want," a Spetsnaz told her, "and it's not your body." She glanced at her husband, and she said, quote, "He was just a meat sack anyway. You know the expression. I don't even know when or where I am right now." Spetsnaz replied, said, "We will find out together," the Spetsnaz officer said, and injected her with his own candy, a naxalone to counteract the adrenochrome's dizzy effects, and polonium, a highly radioactive poison that can kill quickly in concentrated doses. He showed her the syringe. He said, "This will kill you fast if you tell us what we need to know, and you're telling the truth. I will give you the antidote, or you die here bleeding with your husband," the Spetsnaz said. My sources in General Smith's office said that both leads agreed to poison her. She talked, divulging the supposed whereabouts of Radchenko and his stockpile in Ukraine while asking about the tens of thousands of missing and kidnapped children. She fell silent momentarily. Then she said that Radchenko didn't abduct children or siphon adrenochrome, that they only distributed the finished product after others had done the dirtiest work. The soldiers didn't believe her, but she had nothing to say except, "Give me the cure." "Oh, there is no antidote," Spetsnaz told her, and they left her to die. "You know now how we do things in Russia," Spetsnaz told our Special Forces American counterparts. "We don't bring the guilty to trial. It wastes time. She deserves much worse." Her information brought the unit back to Ukraine, where they split into two tactical teams. One penetrated the deep state coven of Kiev, or Kiev as they say, and put surveillance on Radchenko's lavish townhouse in the wealthy Parachinsky district along near the Dnipro River, a region magically unscathed after 2 years of alleged unremitting hostilities. "We do not bomb civilians like your media says," Spetsnaz. He pointed out that there's no damage there. And he told his Special Forces associate, he says, "We do like you. We attack only the deep state," he says. "Only the deep state." Meanwhile, the second team embarked on a lengthy trip to historic Lutsk, which is a beautiful city. I've been to Lutsk myself. It's Lutsk. It's in northwestern Ukraine. It's one of the most beautiful towns. The skyline is beautiful with churches and everything. And it's 5 miles north of the city. They found an industrial park teeming with suspicious activity. An 8-man security team patrolled a razor wire fence and checked IDs of persons and vehicles wishing to pass through the single checkpoint. At least 50 cars and a dozen tractor trailers were parked in a lot, watched by the surveillance cameras everywhere. A sweeping gravel road outside the fence led to an uncontrolled airfield with a 5,000-foot paved runway upon which sat an idling ATF NM-140 turboprop. Men were loading medical coolers in and onto the plane. On either side of the runway, guards in tactical vehicles and military jargon, you know, blah, blah, for light improvised fighting vehicles. You know, they had machine guns on top and they had, you know, big lights on the area. And it's all open back, and also open back civilian pickup truck or four-wheel drive vehicle mounting. Also mounted with a machine gun, watched the loaders and traffic entering and leaving the airstrip. Adrenochrome, the Special Forces operator said, the Spetsnaz confirmed. He said, "Yes, adrenochrome. Da." The unit agent, Zakharov, revealed, considered storming the airfield and industrial park, but hesitated because they did not know whether kidnapped children were inside and strapped down on gurneys in the plane. And if even one child is there, They do not want to risk it, Zakharov said. That's their orders. That evening, they singled out a worker, tailed him from the industrial park to his Ludix apartment, and intercepted him at his doorstep when Special Forces soldiers threatened to slice the man's throat from ear to ear. He cowered, acquiesced to the demands for information, saying, though, that the industrial park held no children, only 250 liters of refrigerated adrenochrome and a paramilitary force large enough to wage a small war. He said if he didn't report back at 6 a.m. the following day, that force would investigate his absence. You tell me the truth about how many children are in there, and we will let you live, Spetsnaz told him. He said, no children, no children, I swear, the worker replied. If you lie, we'll come after you. We'll come for your family, and if you have no family, then we'll get your friends. No one you know, not even your dog, will be alive. They're not even safe, the Spetsnaz told him. I swear, he said, no children. They have no children. The specialist sliced his throat from ear to ear, and he bled out. Both teams notified Defense Minister Shoigu of their progress, and a decision was reached. At 11 o'clock p.m., October 10th, an hour after the worker bled to death on his doorstep, Russian cruise missiles rained down on the industrial park and airfield, cratering the runway. All the buildings, all that remained were piles of smoldering rubble and twisted steel. Cruise missiles can be very damaging when they are very accurate. And, of course, the special forces were nearby, and they hit right on target. As the missiles showered the park, the Kiev team raided Redashenko's villa, killing him, his mistress, and two dozen armed guards, and unfortunately, the nine-year-old boy Redashenko had been raping. That was unfortunate. The innocent somehow sometimes get caught. The innocent get caught in the fog of war. That's such a thing. There's no such thing as a perfect plan. It's a myth, my source in General Smith's office said. We wish we hadn't lost that nine-year-old boy. They should be put in a big dent in the adrenochrome trade. This will put a big dent in the adrenochrome trade. But there's so many kids unaccounted for, and we're still looking for them. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu calls the mission a big success, Zakharov revealed, and the adrenochrome wouldn't be exported to the United States and Russia and elsewhere, Eastern Europe and beyond. The loss of the young boy is tragic, but what life could we have after being repeatedly raped by that monster? He's with God now, that child said. Not Redashenko. Redashenko is somewhere else, said Spetsnaz. The team agreed, and Special Forces are continuing their search for imprisoned children. Meanwhile, back in the good old USA, the criminal General Mark Milley was demoted to the rank of private and given a dishonorable discharge before a noose was slipped over his head this past Friday, not this Friday, but the past Friday before. His medals and ribbons, many of which were unearned and self-awarded, they were all rescinded in the records. Like all Gitmo detainees scheduled to hang, Milley was offered a last breakfast. Oh, somebody's telling me something. he was offered a last breakfast, which he declined. So Milley declined his breakfast. He said his accomplishments as a patriotic officer had filled his stomach and soul with enough substance for a lifetime. However, he requested a safety razor to shave his stubbled face. He wanted to be all clean and nice for the noose. Go figure. At 10 a.m., three military police escorted him from medical, where he had pre-execution physical, to the gallows, and Admiral Crandall stood among the groups of officers standing for their respective armed force services branch. There's an officer from the Air Force, an officer from the Marines, an officer from the Army, an officer from the Navy, so forth, and an unarmed civilian dressed in a blue suit with a red tie. That's all I can say. The admiral stayed silent until Milley reached the rope. Having been found guilty of treason, detainee Mark Milley, you've been sentenced to death to be carried out promptly. We have a chaplain if you want last rites. You're entitled to give a final statement, the admiral said. I will say something. I will never renounce President Biden, the only commander-in-chief. I've served him and this nation with honor, distinction, and pride. What's happening here now has been happening. It's a perverted injustice, he said. You cannot decide what is and is not constitutional, and your kangaroo courts injure the country. I don't fear death. I've never feared it, a fact that I've proven time and time again. This is murder, plain and simple. If you had the balls, any of you, you'd face me in mortal combat right now, hand to hand, knife to knife, however you want. But you're cowards. You're all cowards. And while your time will come, you'll die a coward, Milley said. As the hangman started placing the sack over Millie's head, Milley protested, "No, I want you, Dell, to tell me in my eyes. Your choice," Admiral said. So they left the sack off. And believe me, the man in the blue suit was looking him right in the eyes. Before Milley dropped, he blurted a surprising sentence. He said, "Ukraine is the future." He was pronounced dead at 11:03 a.m., October 13th. Well, the globalist media is trying to get the public to take sides in this war between Hamas and Israel, and as Harvey Schlesinger tells Sean on SG Report, it's as if there's no pre-story here, just like there's no pre-story in Ukraine before February 22nd, 2022. Well, the pre-story is actually the most important part, and that's what you're not being told when they try to manipulate you into supporting these wars. So it's a typical example of disinformation, censorship, and lying to build up a frenzy in favor of a complete funding for the war machine. And I think that's something that the Americans haven't forgotten or haven't figured out yet. They just haven't figured that out. Now, what's going on in Israel right now? Netanyahu's about to be thrown in prison. He's a crook. He's an honest-to-God crook. He surrounded himself with crooks. His national security advisor, Ben Gvir, is someone who's an admirer of Meir Kahane, the racist who was involved in creating the Balfour Declaration in 1917. When all that comes out, you will know. And what was the issue there? Well, Lord Balfour, the foreign minister, sent a letter to Lord Rothschild, saying that we are not prepared to give the Jewish, we are now prepared to give a Jewish homeland. Of course, based on what? How can the British give a territory that's not theirs, that's controlled by the Ottoman Empire back in 1917? But that's what they did. And why did they do that? Because they loved the Jews so much? No. Because they used the Jews the same way they're using Ukrainians, the same way they're using Palestinians as sacrificial lambs for the greater purpose of British geopolitics. And that's why LaRoche has always said that when you look at the situation, don't look at it as Jews versus Muslims or Arabs versus Israelis. Look at it as a subsector of a global battle of the British Empire against the potential for sovereign nation states. I'll repeat that. Just look at it as a subsector of a global battle of the British Empire against the potential for sovereign nation states, which they do not want. But the events in Israel are in every sense a hostage-taking event by the Caesarian Mafia criminals to get more kids, seeking to avoid arrests and war crime tribunals. They are also trying to start World War III as their get-out-of-jail-free card. They are doomed to fail. To understand what is really happening, though, we need to step back and take a big picture look, because what is going on is truly biblical. It is the end of a multi-thousand-year attempt by the satanic cult to enslave humanity. It's also about the liberation of the Jewish people from thousands of years from Babylonian slavery. Let us start by pointing out that nowhere in the Bible do they mention the Star of David. Calling it that is an insult to the true descendants of King David. That is because in Acts 7:4-3 and Amos 5:2-6, it is mentioned as the star of the sacrificial cult of Moloch and Satan, the sworn enemies of King David. Clear evidence we're dealing with an ancient satanic cult came when the Turkish police confiscated Torah scrolls decorated with satanic Illuminati symbolism that were stolen from a 2,000-year-old synagogues of Satan in Syria. I saw pictures of these things, and they're grisly looking, with Baalmoth and Moloch and Satan all over it, you know, the horns and the pentagrams and everything, and the blood, all of it red and black. After investigators carefully unraveled one scroll, they discovered a picture of a ram's head inside what appears to be a pentagon. There are more Torahs found in Syria in 2018 featuring satanic symbolism such as the demon Baphomet, and Illuminati triangles with the all-seeing eye, blood, you know, rituals, serpents, and Kabbalah hand signs, owls, and other things. It is interesting to note, by the way, that the Rockefellers are descendant from the Syrian Jews. This cult takes over societies and forces them to work against the interests of their own people. On one video, it shows a parasitic infestation by a wasp, and the wasps start by taking over the brain of their host by injecting pleasure-causing chemicals to make them accept their parasites. The parasites then start by enriching the host until they're ready to subvert them and suck them dry before moving on to another host. This is an exact metaphor for what happened to the United States and many Western countries from the satanic influence that took them over. When Benjamin Fulford first asked Asian secret societies to help liberate the West, he told them, "You will never have surpassed us in GDP if you had not become infected by these parasites." They were warned they were being groomed as the next host. Polish intelligence provides us with a good case study from S. Wasłowski's book, Jews in the History of Poland, of how a society is subverted. And I quote, "The carving out of the Jewish state from Polish lands was proposed by many others, Jakub Frank, already in the 18th century. Brothers and fellow believers, we need the country to become our kingdom. Try to remove Poles little by little from all the more important positions and concentrate all the threats of social power in our hands. Everything that belongs to the Christians should become our property. The Israeli Union will provide you with necessary means for this. In order to carry out the plan to wrestle Galicia decisively from the Christians, all our rich people have signed up for considerable sums. Baron Hirsch will give the Rothschilds, the Brekovich, and the Melisons, and others will give to have this takeover." The other thing to understand is that they are willing to take many centuries, you know, whatever it takes. They'll wait. They're patient. You know, the Satanists are patient. They'll take many centuries, if necessary, to take over a society in order to prevent their host from realizing what is going on. So they do it before you really know what's going on. So the metaphor about the wasp inside the brain putting out excitotoxins to keep the host excited while meanwhile they're eating away the insides, or in this particular case, the infrastructure of the leaders, and replacing them with those Khazarian mafia satanic cult leaders to take over that society. And the recent pandemic and vaccine crisis and crimes, for example, were planned for more than a century in advance. It started with Rockefellers taking over the medical associations back in the 19th century. This was also reported, you know, describing the planned pandemic by the Rockefeller-controlled World Bank in 1975. They had it all there in plans, all there. What is now happening in Israel, Gaza, and elsewhere has been planned for at least a century. Freemason Albert Pike wrote before, as I told you in last week's show, he wrote the plans for World War I, the plans for World War II, and the plans for World War III. So right here, I'll repeat the plan for World War I that he wrote back in I think it was like 1927. He said the Third World War, this is for the Third World War. He said the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the difference between political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. We shall provide a formidable social cataclysm. Then everywhere the citizens will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, and will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the true doctrine, of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. So the events in Gaza, the mass murder via vaccination, the huge influx of military age male migrants into the West, not just in Texas and Arizona, but in Europe as well, the collapse of the social order when they're pushing all this transgender, woke ideology, etc., are all part of a long-term plan to enslave humanity. And as I conveyed in last week's show, that plan is now falling apart because the people are waking up. They know there's no American government, nor any other Western government. It's only the Khazarian Mafia and world governments that they control putting on this show. This is definitely coming to an end. High-level intelligence agents, officials from Mossad, MI6, P3 Freemasons, etc., have reached an agreement to prevent the planned World War III with pinpoint assassinations and arrests of top Satanists. People like Klaus Schwab Rothschild, people like David Rockefeller Jr., people like Bill Gates are merely the public faces of the secret controllers. It is those secret controllers whose names we are withholding, I'm withholding from the show for operational security reasons, who are being targeted along with their Bill Gates-type frontman. This is all being said publicly as well. Russian President Vladimir Putin called Schwab, Klaus Schwab, a globalist terrorist who is holding humanity hostage. In a speech at Sochi, he warned that days of this elite were numbered. Putin believes the globalists, including Klaus Schwab, are legitimate military targets because they are trying to illegally seize power. Schwab, of course, is freaking out. His World Economic Forum is calling on world governments to make the viewing or sharing of alternative media online a criminal offense. You know he's squirming. A memo issued by the World Economic Forum calls on its young global leaders to lay foundations for coercing the public into trusting the mainstream media again and again. Part of that coercion includes criminalizing the consumption of non-mainstream sources. In other words, they've lost the ability to control the world narrative and know this means they're doomed. The events in Israel also are to distract us from the Khazarian Mafia's defeat on all fronts. If you notice, Hunter Biden, he's out of the news, and the border's not really in the news. Ukrainians not really in the news. All the speaker vote drama is not really in the news. The Biden crime family is not in the news. And the worldwide illegal immigration invasion is not really in the news. They're not reporting any of that. The horrible economy is not in the news. They even lowered gas prices just to fool you. Now do you get it? Another point to mention here is that we contacted, this is Benjamin Fulford, he said, we contacted Japanese diplomats and Israeli citizens that they are actually in Israel and that they agreed that most of what we're seeing in the news is fake and being orchestrated from outside of Israel. They've talked to the diplomats who are on the ground in Israel. Here's what a Mossad source had to say. Quote, the Israeli-Gaza situation is on hold. There must be a lot of high-level negotiations taking place outside the country. As you said, this op is being run from outside Israel. End quote. Now here's some evidence we're dealing with a massive B.S. Storm, Israeli Crime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu proclaimed Hamas terrorists bound, burned, and executed children. They are savages. Hamas is ISIS, blah, blah, blah. In case you didn't know, ISIS stands for Israeli Satanic Intelligence Service, not to be confused with the Jewish Mossad. Next, Israel's President Herzog says, quote, "Not since the Holocaust burnt offering to Satan have so many Jews been killed in one day." Then Israeli Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant told troops massing for a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, quote, "We have abolished all the rules of war. Our soldiers will not be held responsible for anything. There will be no military courts. Even Adolf Hitler did not go for that." I mean, that's what he said. There'd be no military courts. So, I mean, I'm just saying, even Adolf Hitler didn't go for that. No wonder a sign that says Israeli government is putting Hitler to shame. And you can see in their protests, they're still protesting. And one sign read, "Israeli government putting Hitler to shame." And that's seen. Israeli mafia hypocrisy is now out there for all to see. In case there is a misunderstanding, when Russia does it to Ukraine, it's a war crime. But when Israel does it to Gaza, it's okay. Nothing here to see here, folks. Just another satanic Khazarian mafia takeover at work. The corporate propaganda media has also lost all restraint. The New York Times posted a photo of a crucified child to justify killing Palestinian children. This was instantly debunked when they saw a Canadian American electrical circuit on the image. So that one film there, because they saw a Canadian American electrical outlet on the wall. So one filmed in Israel or Palestine. Also, CNN journalist Sarah Sender, who announced on air that babies and toddlers are found with their heads decapitated, she has now apologized for spreading false information. In another example of fake photo of the horrors of Hamas made by artificial intelligence, shared by American columnist Ben Shapiro, and the Prime Minister of Israel himself originally showed a dog. So they're showing, you know, this child that was sacrificed, but in the same picture, it was just superimposed from a dog in his laying in his little bed. So they just removed the dog and put this baby, you know, all sliced up. But that's all artificial intelligence making computer graphics. We also see fake video of people supposedly taking a break in Israel on the Lebanese-Israeli border. They're just walking around. Another fake, Ursula von der Leyen, of the European Union, rushed to a bomb shelter in Israel as part of a fear porn being staged for the sheeple. There wasn't such bomb threat. The thing is, like I mentioned in last week's show, the Gazari Mafia has cried wolf so many times that no one believes them anymore. A poll by the Jerusalem Post, shows 86% of Israelis blame the government for Hamas massacre and say Netanyahu must resign. We know that Egypt has warned the Israelis 3 days prior that that this could even happen, Michael McCullough said, the chair of the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee. Now it's been confirmed Netanyahu ordered Israeli military to stand down for at least 7 hours during the Hamas invasion and rocket attack. The Israeli military knows that these attempts to provoke a war with Israel's neighbors would be suicidal. Israel would be in big trouble in the event of a Mideast war. Its 170,000 active soldiers would face 1.6 million soldiers from Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt, and Iran. Fortunately for Israel, its neighbors are not buying into the Qatari mafia lying psychodrama. Even Hezbollah, Hamas's closest ally, has not made any attempt to open a second front. They're not, we're not a part of this fakery. Instead, the Jews are going to finally take long overdue revenge on their satanic overlords. Pulitzer Prize winning veteran U.S. investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, citing an unnamed veteran of Israel national security apparatus with inside knowledge, says that Netanyahu is finished. He's a walking dead man. He will stay in office only until the shooting stops. Maybe another month or two. That's it. You know, this is up to U.S. President Donald Trump on True Social. He said Bibi Netanyahu is the operational head of the Qatari mafia. That's what he said. Trump then continued saying the Qatari mafia is a worldwide organized crime syndicate that has deeply infiltrated and hijacked the political institutions of the United States of America. Our own Mossad sources say that the original Netanyahu is long gone and that his avatar and those controlling it will be gone very soon. We're hearing that Joe Biden president avatar and its controllers are also on their way out within a month, according to CIA sources. The other thing that we need to be reminded of is that the Ukrainian war has ended in total defeat for the Qatari mafia. They are now mass surrenders of Ukrainian troops as the plan to create a greater Qatari implodes. Now the former officer of the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of Ukraine admits the national idea of Ukraine is built on lies. The American people have now stopped financing these lies, as Colonel Douglas McGregor says of a large popular movement he heads. He says, we're tired of listening to this business about Republicans and Democrats. We're tired of the uniparty. We're bringing together Americans who share our national traditional values, such as fact-based news, God, country, and family, all religions, all colors. We want to end these pointless interventions overseas and restore the rule of law. We are indulging criminals, and it is destroying our country and our society. The U.S. military has your back, Colonel, I guarantee you. So do the United Auto Workers. On Wednesday, they shut down Ford's biggest plant globally, halting production of lucrative pickup trucks with little warning, in blow to Ford that could quickly undermine the automaker's full-year profits. They are fighting against the theft by the Qatari mafia hard-working Americans' money. In the past 4 years, car companies' profits were up 65%, while auto workers' pay failed to keep up with the inflation and rose only 6%. GM CEO Mary Barra made nearly $29 million U.S. dollars in 2022, 362 times the median of GM employers' paycheck. There's a feeling that the system is fundamentally unfair to the workforce, and that's doing all the real hard work, all the real work. Harry Capps, a professor of collective bargaining at Cornell University, told CBS News, Qatari mafia debt slavery system is crashing. Major U.S. banks are continuing to close their branches across the U.S. Bank of America axed 21 branches in the first week of October. They closed 21 branches, Bank of America, in the first week of October. Wells Fargo shuttered 15 branches, while the U.S. Bank and Chase, you know, Morgan Chase, reported closing 9 and 3 respectively. In total, 54 locations had either closed or scheduled to close in just 1 week between October 1st and October 7th. The pharmaceutical industry is also imploding. You can now sue the pharmaceutical company if you like and get payback for the vaccine if you know somebody that was wrongly poisoned by the vaccine. If you want information about that, Dr. Johnny would be happy to email you a list of lawyers that will fight on your behalf. You'll probably have to give them half the take. But hey, you know, you get an ambulance chasing lawyer, it might be a good thing if they collect, you know, $50 million or whatever. You might get half of it. But, you know, they're ready to go. And there's a couple of things that surface, and I'll send you that information. If you want it, just go to themastersurvivor.com and send me a note. Just click on my consultation tab, and I'll send you the information, including the list of lawyers. The pharmaceutical industry is imploding, and 2% of Americans have taken, only 2% have taken the new COVID vaccine. Pfizer stock has hit a 10-year low, and it's a good bet that the company will soon cease to exist while its managers are sent to jail for war crimes. Secret documents obtained by the Russian military clearly reveal a paper trail linking the Dalry Institute in Australia to Ukrainian biological weapons laboratories. It's all coming together. An official new study out of Japan has concluded that all COVID variants were engineered in biolabs and intentionally released to the public. And I'll bring more information back when we come back after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyper thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. This is Dr. Johnny. Now, I was just telling you how the Japanese police are now investigating war crimes by the Ministry of Health and Welfare, the pharmaceutical corporations, and the Korean mafia controllers. The same thing is happening in the UK. War crime trials are a certainty now. And, of course, the Korean mafia will not go quietly in the night. There are secret armies of hundreds of thousands of military-age males standing by, wreaking havoc in the U.S. and Europe. ISIS has a huge presence in Venezuela, and many Venezuelans are crossing the wide-open U.S. border, are actually ISIS militants. A British Army veteran says that the mysterious UN-supplied containers are being supplied to migrant hotels around the UK. Now, the fake rubber mask Kazarian Mafia Pope Francis is also pushing for mayhem by saying Israel has the right to defend itself, when he fails to mention that the Israeli needs to defend itself from Satanists, not from its Arab neighbors. Now the Christians are fighting back. Archbishop Carlo Vigano has called out the fake Pope's heretic papacy and the infiltration of the authentic Catholic Church by the deep state Freemasons, who plan to separate into a new church to go with its new world order. They have completely gone against all of the moral teachings that are now allowing marriage of sodomites, he says, as well as keeping their pedophiles from prosecution. This is not the real church. Meanwhile, as the West struggles with its satanic infestation, the rest of the world is leaving them in the dust by, among other things, starting the hydrogen age of virtual free energy. India and Saudi Arabia have signed a memorandum of understanding for grid interconnections, green, clean hydrogen, and supply chain for the same. China has just launched the hydrogen fuel power cell and demonstrated a ship that will be the first hydrogen boat, number one, to complete its maiden voyage very soon. They're also developing cars just like Japan that run on hydrogen, and the exhaust is just some water vapor. Most of the world is getting on the action by attending the China's Belt and Road Forum initiative this past week. So unless the West removes its satanic parasites, it's only a matter of time before we all report to Chinese bosses, because they're the only ones that have got real industry going besides India and Russia. So India, Russia, and China are going to take the lead, including Japan, because Japan's getting rid of a lot of their Kasari mafia right now. But then, you know, white hats are working hard. Special Forces Unit knew and found out about a federal listening post that had been eavesdropping on their communications with Fort Bragg as they hunted for rogue FBI agents allegedly involved in child trafficking ring. Listening posts, as white hats call them, are inconspicuous looking structures, storefronts and laundromats, donut shops, delicatessens, and sometimes a shack in the woods. They grew in number after the Biden stole the presidential election and gave FBI Director Christopher Wray carte blanche to wiretap law-abiding citizens, patriots, militias, and Trump supporters nationwide without reasonable suspicion, probable cause, or a warrant. Naturally, the feds have used these unconstitutional stations to intercept white hat chatter, hoping to thwart tactical operations that imperil the deep state regime's agenda. Impossible to see by the average citizen, it's invisible. The stations dot the American landscape from the largest metroplexes to the rural communities in northern Montana. A source at Fort Bragg revealed that white hats destroyed several in the past 3 years, but feds with unlimited funding and the ability to print money whimsically simply rebuilt new ones nearby. In the past, soldiers who found these outposts gave federal eavesdroppers a chance to surrender, and several evaded themselves of the opportunity, valuing life over bullets in their brain. Some became fifth columnists, either stimulated with a sense of awakening patriotism or wanting to avoid a one-way trip to Guantanamo Bay, and help white hats glean the location of other clandestine listening posts. While General Eric M. Smith assured command of the white hats, however, the days of ultimatums were over. He had spoken with 5th Special Forces Group Commander Colonel Brent Linderman about the morality and legality of eliminating deep staters and offering them a choice, and they agreed that they had been too lenient, especially when 75% of the federal intelligence was either misdirected, or outdated. They viewed the listening posts as unlawful and illegal, and that the deep staters manning them as slaves of the cabal. Even if only a quarter of what we got had value, it's better than nothing. The new directive meant that we had to find different ways to find the listening posts. I can't go into all the details right now, folks, but it involves soldiers in the field and the help of Cyber Command and, of course, Lady Luck, and sometimes torture. No one likes it or doing it. It's unspeakable, but it helps save children or catch pedophiles. We do what we must, my source said. In early August, a special forces unit was in northern Montana pursuing four feds suspected of trafficking children across the border into Canada. Intel suggested that the evildoers routinely kidnapped children in Glacial National Park and boated them across Upper Warderton Lake, which straddles the border. While traversing rugged terrain near Red Rock Point on the western side of the glacier, the Special Forces unit stumbled upon an ambush and was surrounded by eight unknown assailants armed with automatic weapons. Despite being surprised, Special Forces turned the tables and killed the attackers, none of whom carried identification. They did have radios over which a clear voice requested a status update. The signal clarity was too strong to be distant, and in an environment replete with uneven terrain and towering mountain peaks that blocked line-of-sight transmission and reception. Also, the odds of randomly walking into an ambush were infinitesimally small, given the absolute breadth of the northern Rockies and the thousands of miles of hiking trails connected with its myriad peaks, lakes, rivers, and streams. The ambushers had to have known the Special Forces route. It was no coincidence. Special Forces had stayed connected with Bragg via secure satellite phone, meaning a nearby entity could break their encryption and communicate with the ambush squad. The ambushers' radios, commercially available, you know, with just 54 8-watt receivers, which retailed for $60, indeed could not crack the encryption, so they had help. They listened to repeated calls for a status update, and the voice eventually said, "Must be a dead zone." As he spoke, a second voice in the background asked if anyone wanted something from Abrazo. Abrazo, Special Forces found out, is an Italian eatery in Whitefish, the nearest town, so Special Forces has spent enough time in Montana to know that Abrazo is that restaurant in Whitefish, a year-round tourist city 50 miles as a crow flies southwest of their current location. They deduced that the feds must have used one or more repeaters, an electronic device that receives a weak or low level amateur radio signal and then retransmits it at a higher level, higher power, so that the signal can cover longer distances without degradation to maintain contact with the ambushers. It was Whitefish or bust, my source said. Special Forces maintained radio silence because they knew the enemy was listening, and they figured since the guys who tried to jump them didn't report in or back, any deep state in Whitefish probably thought their ambush went haywire and packed up shop. It's not like our guys get there in 5 minutes, but it's what they have to work with, and it's just by a bit of luck We'll see what we get. The two conspicuously dressed FBI agents standing outside the fish and tackle shop with a 35-foot-tall antenna array jutted from the roof never knew what hit them. Special forces shot them dead on the spot where they stood, a placard on the steel door, odd for a fishing tackle shop, read "Closed for renovations." And the windows had been boarded up as not to be seen, so you couldn't see the insides, just like if a hurricane was coming. But if so, you couldn't see the insides. They blew open the door with an explosive charge and entered the building and shot dead a Fed dressed in a T-shirt and khaki shorts. There was no fishing gear, no rods and reels, no bait, not even a single lure. There were high-frequency radio and computer racks, a firearm safe on the floor, and another steel door that led to a back room. Once inside, they saw two feds cowering behind a desk. Both were shot point-blank range. They had not been given a chance to surrender. Bang, bang. Special forces demolished the equipment and withdrew. My source said that they eventually found and dealt with the kidnappers and rescued three children who would have been sold and enslaved. As long as we know there are feds out there, they're aiding and abetting their slavers or doing it themselves, they and their illegal outposts are valid targets. No mercy. These kids wouldn't have gotten any mercy themselves. For a long time, the deep state has had this aura of invincibility. Well, that is now changing. They're not invincible. Not from us, my source said. And he added that white hats have improved their communication encryption since the incident. Also, the criminal Biden regime's Department of Homeland Security says supporters of Donald J. Trump are 90% more likely than the average person to commit hate crimes against Jews. This has just come out, according to the Department of Homeland Security regional supervisor who spoke to my source on condition of anonymity for fear of department retaliation. The source said that Department of Homeland Security Alexander Mayorkas distributed an interagency letter on Tuesday that recommended that Homeland investigators amplify screening social media profiles of Trump adherents who either have or did not have a history of anti-Semitic comments and that disparage Jews or Israel. Additionally, Mayorkas instructed subordinates to flag accounts praising Hamas and Hezbollah for later scrutiny. Mayorkas uses imaginary evidence to draw anecdotal conclusions. He claims that without evidence that both X, which is formerly Twitter, and Truth Social have seen a surge in anti-Jewish propaganda among Trump fanatics since last Saturday's blistering rocket attack on southern Israel. He wrote that Department of Homeland Security threat assessment team analyzed 5,000 Truth Social accounts that have followed President Trump since the social media site start in February 2022. And of the 5,000, 4,500 said Jews had it coming. The attack is exaggerated. Jews are guilty of apartheid, or the attack never happened. It is a false flag staged by Zionist pigs drummed up to drum up sympathy for the Jews. He noted that similar anti-Semitic comments appeared on X accounts, which is Twitter, tied to Trump, with some calling for Trump to bomb Israel off the map. Mayorkas' memo has no screenshots or links to the accounts, only a description of threat assessment alleged observations. That didn't stop him from labeling Trump supporters as enemies of Israel who support a failed president who did more damage to United States-Israeli relations than any other president in history of the United States, revisionist history to be for sure. He wrote that Trump's people, based on threat assessment evaluation, were fostering 95% of the Jewish hatred online and just as likely to commit hate crimes against Jews or encourage others of their ilk to do their bidding. Mayorkas is Jewish and passionately hates Trump. My source said Mayorkas harbors deep animosity toward President Trump and has a vendetta against him. I can say that Secretary Mayorkas believes that Donald Trump and his people supporting him are enemies of the state. Before he split town, I heard him say those very words. He said quite openly, anyone praising Trump should go to jail, and that he has seen no evidence of Trump supporters ready to riot against any Jews in defense of Hamas. I've seen no such posts. If they exist, they're done by Department of Home Security robots. I'll say that department has around 10,000 bot accounts on Truth Social and over 1 million on Twitter X. We made the ones on Truth right after it went live, and that's not like Trump personally polices the site for fake accounts. I believe they're laying the groundwork for a domestic false flag, and they can blame Donald Trump and his supporters for it. They're desperate for him to be gone for good, my source said. I asked how Mayorkas is calling the shots if he's claimed if he's laying low in Eastern Europe and Ukraine. He's been phoning in, my source said. The last time I saw him was in 2021. He's been out of the office for a very long time. He's physically been out. I think I've heard he's in Ukraine. So, folks, it's a wild, wild world, isn't it? I'm telling you, the Master Survivors were made for these times. My friends, do not lose heart. We were made for these times. You, the Master Survivors. I've heard from so many recently who are deeply and properly bewildered. They are concerned about the state of affairs in our world right now. Ours is a time of almost daily astonishment and often righteous rage over the latest degradations of what matters most to civilized, visionary, polite people. See, I believe in manners, folks. I mean, I treat others like I want them to treat me. You know, it's the golden rule. Will the good-willed and polite people have a chance and survive with a good life in this new future world? Well, Dr. Johnny says unequivocally, yes. You are correct with your concerns and your assessments. The luster and hubris are rampant today. The fake news is everywhere. Some have aspired to, while others are endorsing acts of heinous against children, elders, and everyday people, the poor and the unguarded, the helpless. That takes your breath away. Yet, I urge and ask you to please not spin your spirit dry by bewailing these difficult times. This will pass. Remember, what is going on in our country and our world is a show. It is a transition. To some, it's a horror show, but nevertheless, it's a show. Do not fall into the trap of mind control of the trauma drama. Especially do not lose hope. This is so important, particularly the fact that we were made for these times. You and me, the Master Survivors. Yes, that's right. For years, I've been learning and practicing and been training for and just waiting to meet the exact moment, this exact plan of engagement right now. I grew up on the coast of Florida and recognize a seaworthy vessel when I see one. Regarding awakened souls, there have never been more able vessels on the water than there are right now across the world. My patients are those able vessels, and they are fully provisioned and able to signal to one another as never before in history of mankind. The master survivors already know this. They know they're already for the voyage. They look ahead and look out over the bow, and we can see that there are millions of boats of righteous souls on the who are right with you. We know that Dharma and righteousness is the way, even though your veneers may shiver every wave of a stormy sea. I assure you that the long timbers composing your keel and rudder come from a great forest, a long grain lumber that is known to withstand storms and hold together, to hold its own, to advance regardless. In any dark time, there is a tendency to veer toward fainting over how much is wrong and unmended in the world. But as master survivors, we do not focus on that. There is a tendency to fall into being weakened by the dwelling on which is outside your reach. But what cannot yet be, that's the future. Just like in the beginning of my show, fear is something that is of the future, is of our own making. Do not focus there. That is spreading the wind without raising the sail. We can always tact and take a better course. We know our compass is always there, and we can use it at any time. Now more than ever, the master survivors are needed. That is what I know. And though we meet resistance, we are all the more so willing to meet great souls who will hail us, love us, and guide us, and we will know them right when they appear. Didn't you say that you were a believer? Didn't you say that you pledged to listen to a voice greater? Didn't you ask for grace? Don't you remember that to be in grace means to submit to a voice that's greater than yourself? That is the voice within you, and you have always trusted. As master survivors, ours is not the task of fixing the entire world at once, but stretching out to mend the part of the world that's within our reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world, even if it's just making sure you stay calm while others are going crazy, they see your strength, and that gives them strength to live another day. It's not giving us to know with acts or by whom will cause this critical mass tip toward the enduring good. We stand tall. We stand strong. This is ongoing, and it's automatic. It already has a momentum and cannot be stopped. My patients inspire me every time I talk to them, because they're holding on. They said, "Johnny, the doctor said I was going to die, but when I met you, you said I could live." And that was 30 years ago. So, you know, they're hanging in there. All that is needed for dramatic change is an accumulation of acts that just must keep adding and adding and adding more than continuing. So just stay strong when others are not. We know that it does not take everyone on earth to bring justice and peace, but only a small determined group who will not give up during the first, second, or hundredth gale The storm will not wash away the Master Survivors. Every time on this show, I'll report to you about what Special Forces are doing. Not only American Special Forces, but other Special Forces in other countries, how they're eliminating the evil. That in of itself should give you calm assurance. And one of the most calming and powerful actions you can do to intervene in a stormy world is to feel your soul's purpose and to stand up for yourself and not let others bully you. The bullies of humanity have power over you. Just say, no, I do not want the vax. No, I don't want to wear the mask, because you don't have to get and do either one. The soul on deck shines like gold in dark times. The light of the soul throws off sparks and can spin off flares and build signal fires, causes proper matters to catch fire and to be seen, to display the lantern of soul in shadowy times like these, to be fierce and show mercy towards others. Both are acts of immense bravery and greatest necessity. These are actions and commitments of a Master Survivor. Signaling souls catch light from other souls who are fully lit and willing to show it. Just shine no matter what. If you would do that, it would help calm the turmoil. This is one of the strongest things you can do. There will always be times when you feel discouraged. I too, Dr. Johnny, have felt despair many times in my life. I remember when I was abducted by the U.S. military and E.T. gray aliens. I felt very helpless at that time. What could I do? I remember losing my wife and my son, you know, in one day. What could I do? But I made it through because I knew there was another way. This is how you make it through. There's always a way. Don't ever let anybody convince you there's only one way out. No, there are many ways out. Yes, these times are difficult, like when I lost my son. The treachery, the heartache, and the despair were great, but I will not entertain it. It is not allowed to eat on my plate. The reason is for this. In my innermost bones, I know I'm a Master Survivor, as do many of you, many of my patients. It is in that spirit that there can be no despair when you remember why you came to this earth. You serve and who sent you here. You come here to serve and remember who sent you here. The good words we say and the good deeds we do are not ours. They are the words and deeds of the one, the source, that created us. He gave us this body as our temple to live. And in that spirit, I hope you will write this on your wall. When a great ship is in harbor and mourned, it is safe. There can be no doubt. But that is not what great ships are built for. Be aware of what's happening in our world. And be aware that we, the Master Survivors, are leaving the old world and the old paradigm behind. Once and for all, we are not moored in the harbor. We are sailing out on the stormy seas. Together, we are creating a new paradigm on Earth. Yet, in order to give meaningful suggestions to further support this, we first need to speak candidly about the old paradigm, which we are leaving. Yet, in order to give meaningful suggestions to further support this, we first need to speak candidly about this old paradigm, and especially when there's factions within the world's power elite which still desire to exert as much control as possible over our lives and over this world. Their primary means for establishing control are through fear, secrecy, and polarization, and through distracting people from their deeper purpose in life. When these factions gain greater power and control, our freedoms and liberties are increasingly taken away. This is done sometimes without any of us even realizing it. Fear is used as a powerful tool of control by these factions of the global elite. Be aware of how it can creep into your world. They say things like, terrorists will kill you. They're going to kill us all. Your job, your home, your retirement are no longer secure. You're either for us or against us. We might be attacked at any time. All these messages are designed to push us toward fear because they are convincing you that you have fewer choices. Remember, you have abundant amount of choices. And by encouraging us to focus blame on others such as terrorists and evil leaders, the global power brokers push us away from feeling in control of our lives and towards the role of powerless victims, so that we look to them for protection. The more we slip into fear and being victims, the easier it is for us to be manipulated. Then there's the secrecy, which leads to control through preventing the exposure of hidden agendas and through breeding distrust and suspicion and paranoia in the world. In the name of national security, we've been told ever more frequently that we should not know what is happening behind closed doors in government. Yet, we're encouraged to keep a vigilant watch over our neighbors and be aware of those who question the government and to look at those who look or act differently from us as they could secretly be terrorists in sheep's clothing. Woo. Rampant suspicions and secrecy causes us to lose touch with the common humanity that we all share, everyone all around us. This polarization is not healthy for society. Polarization leads to the us versus them ways of thinking. Don't fall into that trap. Divide and conquer is a tactic that has been used successfully by the power elite for centuries. As long as people focus on blaming and attacking the enemy, they are not likely to look at the deeper causes of their problems. Controlling factions of the power elite work to keep the public and media attention focused on these issues, which divide us into two polarized camps, so that their greatest concerns of power and control go unnoticed. This is how they keep us distracted from seeing the bigger picture. In two polarized camps, the power brokers then control both sides of the divided public by assuring that corporate ownership of the media and key candidates from all political parties support their deeper power and polarization agendas, which often involve war, profiteering, and stealing your money. The ultimate, final, subtle, yet powerful method of gaining control is to distract people from the purpose, from their real purpose of life. Consider television, radio, movies have been filled with ever more greed, violence, and empty sex. As master survivors, we've already risen above this trap because we will not lose our focus of our purpose. Be aware, our educational system is increasingly prioritizing passing tests over developing intelligence and creativity. Excessive corporate control of the media has limited what news we can receive and often shaped our decisions and the way we think. Our attention has been subtly diverted from our deeper purpose of life to more superficial attractions of sex, consumerism, and money. We must be aware of the subtle traps as we see others succumb to fear, secrecy, and polarization, and when we lose touch with our sense of purpose in life, elements of the global elite are able to exert ever more control over our lives and our world. This is the old paradigm. So now, let's look at the new paradigm. We can see how can we do this? How can we go about this? Ultimately, it is the collective fear, secrecy, polarization, and loss of purpose within all of us that has allowed leaders to take power over us, and who will subvert democracy, who will take away our freedoms and liberties. But each one of us should make a commitment to work on these issues both inside ourselves and out in the world. And we aspire others to do the same. We are changing our collective direction and building a solid foundation for a new paradigm and a new world. Several actions can help us take firm steps in that direction. As master survivors, we can develop useful purpose and good intentions for our lives. To live full, rich lives in today's complex world, it's vitally important to give your life clear direction by exploring what is deepest and most meaningful to you, and by developing life purpose and intentions based on this. Then choose to live your intentions and follow your purpose to the best of your ability every day. By choosing to live with clear directions and focus, life becomes deeper and more meaningful. Thus, when this then weakens the seduction of consumerism and media hype, which distract many in our society from their true purpose. But as master survivors, we see through the veil, and our awakened perception allows us to more effectively focus on our goals and continuing new paradigm. Make it a habit to transform fear into acceptance and love. When we notice ourselves feeling fear, we can trace the roots of that fear, so that when we are able to identify our core challenges and deal more consciously with them, we can open to guidance from friends, teachers, and spiritual sources in helping us move from fear to acceptance and understanding. We can also transform our fears through welcoming the ever-present love of our divine creator and the love that lies always deep within our hearts and in the hearts of those around us. In doing this, we began to recognize that fear is a useful tool to trigger an invitation to growth. Be aware of when you are playing the role of victim, and choose instead to take personal responsibility for creating a new paradigm. In blaming others for our problems, we often avoid taking responsibility for how much we are involved in creating those problems ourselves through the choices we made. Whenever we catch ourselves playing the role of victim by blaming others, including the power elite, the cabal, the Satanists, for everything that's wrong in our lives, we can choose to take a look inside ourselves and to explore and take responsibility for our role in what's happening. By focusing less on blaming others and more on improving our lives, every one of us can make a difference both in our lives and our world. Avoid secrecy and encourage openness and transparency. An important way we can do this is to work together to inform friends and colleagues about major cover-ups being hidden from the public. Then, in our personal lives, we can notice ourselves keeping information from others. When we do, we can examine our own motives for the secrecy. Are we withholding information out of our own self-interest, or because this really was the best for all involved? On a deeper level, where are we avoiding being honest with ourselves? It's a good question. Were we avoiding being honest with ourselves? So we have to move beyond this polarization and the focus of the good versus evil and the us versus them, you know, consider the possibility that all of us are doing what we believe to be doing right now based on upon our own beliefs and circumstances and upbringing. Each of us has a place in our heart that wants only to love and to be loved. As when we focus less on blaming and judging them and more on supporting the motive of all people, including members of the power elite, we increasingly come to see that we're all one human family, and we can choose to transform our world by working together for the good of all. It's a perception, okay? So we got to look at what that's really made of and look in ourselves. When we treat the ones we can't avoid that are evil with kindness and neutrality, it takes all their power away. This is how you disarm the ones that can harm you. Kill them with kindness is one of Dr. Johnny's favorite expressions. Look for the good of those around you, and you'll bring out the good in yourself. When the master survivors revel in their optimism, it will influence all those around us, and finally we come together in groups and communities to support each other in making these positive changes. In these groups and communities, we support each other in transforming fear into acceptance and love. We exchange information about all that's being hidden from us and explore ways to move beyond polarization. When we can, we also share our life purpose and intentions and encourage each other to live their lives as fully as they can. And we inspire each other to take responsibility for our lives and be the best we can be. So, I'm telling you that this is an incredible thing. When we gather in communities to support each other with these intentions, we join in building a group network of inspiration and empowerment around the planet. It may be just a smile to somebody and they see you only once or twice a month, but they remember that you always smiled. These all suggestions emphasize changing the collective consciousness by transforming both our own personal lives and the world around us. Let us do all that we can to stop destructive behaviors of the global power elite. Yet, let us not overly focus on changing the outside world without first having a solid internal foundation, lest we fall into the blaming others and into the polarization of us versus them game ways, which we will further divide us. By reminding ourselves that the most powerful change starts inside each and every one of us, we can develop more balance and strength that then work towards the positive change in the whole world. The Master Survivors shine as a bright inspiration to everyone we meet as we change ourselves from the inside out. We send ripples of inspiration and healing out into the world. When we balance our minerals and all ourselves, it feels good to feel good. And that shines out. By joining together in groups and communities when we can and support each other, these ripples become waves which are powerful indeed and help create a new paradigm for all of us. This may sound like a lofty pipe dream, but believe me, it is not only possible, but very easy to do. I see it in my patients when we have our minerals balanced in our body. I see it in my patients when they're balanced, you can see that they got a skip to their walk. This is the key to becoming a Master Survivor and doing the Master Survivor program. Then you will be on your way of being healthy and happy and spreading this new paradigm and building this new, better world. For those who want real results, consider the Master Survivor Program. It's just two simple steps that cost less than $600. Step one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. And step two is the 3 hours total gut restoration program. From these protocols, you know, they'll balance all the minerals in your cells, get your microbiome flora in the right levels, and improve your messenger RNA and strengthen your genetic expression. If you decide to study at the Master Survivor University, you will be introduced to many of the hidden secrets from the ancient Greek ways of food preparation and be shown how, with laboratory science, you can use food to heal and have a thriving health practice and help others become Master Survivors. Then your patients will get their body and their mind back under their control. This brings everyone independence because they save money and they don't get sick. I say at the end of all my shows that I host, I want my patients to have their minds and their bodies under their control. What I am talking about, I am helping you, is to create the right microenvironment to bring resilience back into your life. With the improved RNA sequencing, you, the patient, will promote sustained resistance and protection against all diseases, and it improves your mood so you spread that happiness and balance with those around you. It's not easy to follow, you know, certain foods. You know, some people don't want to quit eating certain foods and increase eating other foods. Oh, I don't like broccoli, or oh, I love chocolate. Well, sometimes you may have to eat more broccoli and eat less chocolate. So, see, some people, that's a challenge. But, hey, what do you want? You want balance and happiness in your life? Or do you want to keep living this misery level of existence that is prevalent in our society? If you really want to be a Master Survivor, go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. You will see, number one is the first step to remove toxins that are the real causes of illness. In order to remove toxins in a safe way, you must get the exact foods for your body based on your chemistry. It all starts out with the foods we eat. That's how we got sick. That's how we get well. To get the right foods, the only way that can be found is by using the hair tissue mineral analysis. And that identifies your exact biochemistry that will show which foods to eat. With the proper diet and supplement schedule from the HTMA, your cells will get their minerals balanced and be stronger and start dumping toxins like heavy metals and glyphosate. This is the first step. Once balanced, the cells are so good at repair that they clean up everything in your systems of your body. This is all well coordinated by a communication network that's not human at all, but from the genetic expression of virus, bacteria, and fungal organisms in a balanced microbiome inside each and every one of us. This is number two, the second step, getting the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. To balance the microbiome and eliminate harmful pathogens in your colon, getting all the flora in your gut corrected creates the right genetic signals that govern our recovery and well-being. These specific signals from the messenger RNA and genetic expression are made by the flora in the microbiome. If your microbiome is not balanced, you have gastrointestinal issues, and they have to be eliminated. So we need to introduce you to the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. However, after the initial period of 6 months on the diet and supplement schedule, the HTMA, you will feel much better because your cells will reformulate and get stronger with a balance of minerals. Then our body starts communicating and getting strong with our laboratory analysis, the HTMA. We show that on the test before and after what we're doing is working. It will show the toxins have been removed. To strengthen the microbiome, we use the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit to heal our digestive tract. And this Total Gut Restoration Program is from the other lab I work with, and it's proven with a double-blind human study to show it works. The 3 hours total gut restoration program will usually work efficiently within 6 or 9 months. You got to stop eating sugar and sweets, but with the continuous introduction of sporebiotics from our lab, the maintenance dosage, your microbiome will get into harmony. Our studies are showing most leaky gut heals within 60 to 90 days using 3 hours, and afterwards you can eat gluten and other foods that were once allergic to, but now you can eat them because that mucosal layer is restored and that shikimate pathway is connected. Most, if not all, allergenic reactions disappear, and many times clear brain function returns and you restore hope. Hope is a molecule, and that's made by the neurotransmitters in the gut and in the brain, puts them together and creates hope and happiness. That is made by your brain. So with the with the complete Master Survivor program, the HTMA and the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit together provides a dietary roadmap that's the basis for what I provide from the labs to my patients I'm working with in my practice. I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to eliminate toxic heavy metals and chemicals from the body, heal up the mucosal layer, and bring back the shikimate pathway to cure once and for all leaky gut problems. There are no other conventional or natural ways to accomplish this, nor does anyone prove it with before and after with laboratory analysis. Dr. Johnny's the only one in the world. For over 40 years, I've been helping my patients and training medical doctors about this groundbreaking therapy. And it's time now for you to take the most important step in your life and become a Master Survivor. So just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down to the Master Survivor program and get started right away. 1, 2, and 3, it's all right there. Number 3 is for special assistance, and you can pay me for that too. I'll work with you for 2 years to solve all your health problems. So go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program, and start with number 1, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Then I can give you a roadmap for recovery, all based on your chemistry from your body. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damagard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.